Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been talking about the magnificent grace of God. One definition for grace that we have studied is that grace is undeserved or unmerited favor from God. Grace, which reflects God's love and His mercy, chooses to overlook our shortcomings and our failures, and then gives us power to be overcomers so that we don't continue in failure and sin. Another definition that's often been used is that grace means getting something that we don't deserve. In other words, we don't deserve God's favor, but we get it anyway because God is a gracious God. Mercy, on the other hand, has been described as being not getting what we do deserve. We deserve judgment and punishment for our sins, and yet we don't receive that. Instead, we receive God's mercy. This undeserved and unmerited favor, when God treats us like a favorite, treats us as a favored child, though we did not earn it or do anything to deserve such loving treatment, is one of the most precious attributes of our loving God. As believers, we are called to minister grace to other people. In Ephesians 4, verse 29, we read these words, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers." Many people, when they are upset with someone, perhaps angry because of the behavior of another person, they allow all kinds of words out of their mouth that do not edify or build up, and that certainly do not minister grace to the hearer. They minister judgment, condemnation, scolding to the hearer. And yet God has called us to be people who are imitators of God. And He's called us to minister grace to every person that we come in contact with. In Colossians 4:6, we find a similar exhortation when it says, "Let your speech be always with grace." Do you minister grace to people? Do you overlook people's shortcomings and failures? Or are you quick to point them out? Then you're not ministering grace if you are always pointing out people's failures, if you're always judging them based on their performance. Grace does not judge people based on their performance. Grace gives people what they don't deserve. It gives them favor. It expresses love. It overlooks failure and shortcoming. God wants us to be people that go about ministering grace, giving people what they don't deserve, giving them favor, showing them love, forgiving. In Colossians chapter 3, starting at verse 12, we find the same heartbeat. It says, "And so, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you." We could sum these two verses up by simply saying, God has called all of us who are chosen by God to be people who choose every single day to be ministers of grace, overlooking people's failures and pouring out favor, unmerited, undeserved, love and forgiveness, because grace is a powerful thing. Grace, God's beautiful grace, drew you to your Savior. His kindness led you to repentance, and His grace brought you in to His family. You were saved by grace through faith. God wants us to be ministers of grace to other people because it will draw people to God. One story that I recall of an individual showing grace to someone who was definitely undeserving of it and how it drew that person to God is the story of an elderly gentleman who took on the project of taking care of the garden that was behind the church parsonage. Every day, this elderly man who was in his 80s would take care of the flowers, the shrubs, the grass, and it was a labor of love for him. And he watered and clipped and cleaned and kept the garden in beautiful condition. One day, this gentleman who had lived in that neighborhood for over 50 years, though it had deteriorated significantly and it was now filled with violent crime and gangs and drug activity, found himself the victim of three gang members who, while walking by, looking menacingly at the older gentleman, took it upon themselves to rob him of his possessions. He only had his retirement watch and his wallet with him, and after shoving him to the ground roughly, they took those items and walked off laughing. Though, when they had approached the elderly man, he had kindly offered them a drink of water from the hose that he was using to water the garden. A few weeks later, the elderly gentleman named Carl was out watering the garden again, and here down the street came these three gang members once again. Carl saw them coming, and he decided he would again just offer them a drink of water. It was a hot day, and he continued to offer them kindness, not even rebuking them for the evil deed that they had done to him in robbing him. Once again, offering the water, the three young thugs laughed, pushed him to the ground, took the hose, and began to douse him with the water, and then went off laughing, cursing, and finding it quite hilarious what they had just done to that old man. A few months went by, and once again, Carl was outside watering the flowers in the church yard. He heard someone come up behind him and startled him, and he fell to the ground. When he looked up, he saw the leader of that gang standing over him with his tattooed hand outstretched to pull him up off the ground. The young man said to Carl, "I'm not going to hurt you, old man," and pulled him up. Pulled out of his pocket a paper bag, and in that bag was Carl's watch and his wallet. He handed the items back to Carl, and Carl asked him, "Why are you doing this?" And he said to him, "I learned something from you. I ran with that gang and I hurt people like you. We always picked on you because you were old and we knew we could do it. But every time we came and did something to you, instead of yelling and fighting back, you tried to give us a drink. You didn't hate us for hating you. You kept showing us love." He stopped for a moment. "I couldn't even sleep after we stole your stuff, so here it is back." He paused for an awkward moment and finally said, "That bag's my way of saying thanks for straightening me out, I guess." And with that, he walked off down the street. It was only a few months later that Carl died. And at his funeral, the minister noticed in the back of the church a young man with tattooed hands, and he knew that it was the young man who had returned Carl's wallet and his watch. The next week, a knock on the door of the minister's office revealed that young man standing there with a flyer in his hand that was asking for someone to take care of Carl's garden. The young man simply said, "I believe this is my job if you'll have me," and the minister smiled and handed him the garden shed keys. A few years went by, and that young man went to college, married, and eventually had a son who he named Carl. The grace that Carl had expressed to those boys was much like the grace of God to us. He continually showed them favor, though they did not deserve it. He continually expressed kindness and forgiveness and no resentment even for the wickedness that had been done against him. And that grace ministered to that young man's heart. If you will minister grace, God will use you to turn people's lives around. God will use you to soften the hard-hearted. Be a minister of God's grace. It's His call for every believer. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.